Shabbat Shalom. This is not very loud. I don't want to scream. Shabbat Shalom. That's better. Oh, this week, well, see, last week I got to do everything but the Parsha. This week I get to do everything but the sermon. Well, so, well, we can change that too. Today's Parsha, Genesis 32:4. If you have your Bibles open, let's turn there. 32:4. Let's back up to verse 3. Jacob sent messengers ahead of him to his brother Esau in the land of Seir, in the country of Edom. He instructed them, "This is what you are to say to my master Esau. Your servant Jacob says, I have been staying with Laban, and have remained there till now. I have cattle and donkeys, sheep and goats, men servants and maid servants. Now I am sending this message to my lord, little L, that I may find favor in your eyes." This Parsha deals with Jacob and his family returning to Canaan to face Esau. And after which, Dinah is raped and two of Jacob's sons exact revenge. You have to remember, Jacob was fleeing Laban and had just met with him. Now he's getting ready to prepare himself to meet Esau. And how is he feeling about this meeting? He's scared to death. So he sends gifts and messengers ahead to soften Esau's heart towards Jacob. He gets his family and he moves them across the river. He sets them over there. He figures if they're going to get attacked, he'd like his resources split up a little over here, a little over here, a little over here. That's what he's thinking. Well, after he did all this, we'll move to verse 22. That night, Jacob got up and took his wives, his two maidservants, and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. Afterward, he had sent them across the stream. He sent over all his possessions, trying to split things up. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. Jacob had reached a place in his life where he was lacking spiritually. He was lacking emotionally. He was, if you want to put it that way, he was emotionally bankrupt. Even from the inside of the womb, Jacob was grabbing at Esau's heel. I don't know if he was trying to become the firstborn, but it's certainly symbolic of that. He was a man of deception. He was a man of lies, if you read through his life. He was a man with tremendous promise from God, and yet was struggling with the nature and the timing of that promise. God's timing is perfect. I know it is in my life. We may not like the wait, but in the end, God knows what's best for us and when it's best for us. Remember now, Jacob was fleeing Laban and had just met with him, and he's getting ready to meet Esau. Jacob wrestles with a man. You have to understand, he was all alone. It was probably dark. He was waiting for this attack And all of a sudden, this person shows up and starts wrestling with him. He doesn't know who he is initially. But he does at daybreak. Now, who is the physical manifestation of God? Yeshua. Jesus. Yeshua. Absolutely. From Scripture and what we read, he's wrestling with Yeshua, is what he's doing here. Remember the three visitors that showed up to meet with Abraham before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed? Who was that? Two angels and Yeshua. What happens as God was fighting for Jacob and against Jacob is that he finally wounds Jacob's hip. Notice carefully as the text, Genesis 32:6, Jacob says he will not let go. He was moved from wrestling with God to clinging on to God. Yet knowing full well that he was nothing, Jacob did something brave and remarkable. He refused to give up until God gave him a blessing. He continued to fight, but now it was for God and not against God. I believe that the reason for the encounter was to ensure that Jacob, who had become Israel afterwards, had the correct motivation, had the correct heart, and had the correct attitude towards God. It was a lesson in humility, and Jacob responded by a show of faith and longing for God. So I always like to see what we can take away from this for us. Do we fight against God? Sometimes. Yeah, I do. Go love that person. Mike, Lord, they really have to. Come on. Come on. You don't know what... Oh, yes, you do know what they did. Go minister to the lost in Sacramento, Kezi. Go wash their feet. Really? Do I need more confirmation that this is really from you? Do I need to lay fleeces out? When we fight against instead of clinging to God like Jacob did, we miss out on the blessings from the Lord and we stagnate our spiritual growth. So let's resolve and decide to cling to God and receive his blessings. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.